Today, Syrian intelligence handed its Lebanese headquarters over to the Lebanese army, one of the final steps in Syria's withdrawal from Lebanon. In a matter of hours, the exit will be complete. Only a few hundred Syrian troops remain in the eastern Bekaa Valley, and they are due to leave tomorrow as part of an official farewell ceremony. More than 2 months after the assassination of Lebanon's former prime minister, followed by weeks of protest, Syria's departure marks a new chapter for political life in Lebanon. Jamil Marouri is the editor-in-chief of the English-language Daily Star newspaper in Beirut. He says the public mood is cautious.
The Lebanese have not jumped to the occasion as if it is really a rebirth or a weight off their back that is lifted. People are concerned not about the army that they can see. They're worried about the invisible influence, the intelligence network, the unseen part of the iceberg. They look at this as the tip of the iceberg is gone. What about the rest?
Well, will there be any effort to verify their departure, to make sure that Syria actually did pull out of the country?
Well, Kofi Annan is sending a mission to verify. But how can they verify what is basically not available for verification?
Well, how are Lebanon's various political parties now reacting to the pullout?
Well, I can assure you nobody's unhappy, but all are anxious. We have not had the opportunity to be responsible for our own affairs for a long time. Well, now we have to take our own affairs in our own hands, and we have to be responsible for them. So there is anxiety. It is the proper thing. It is the anxiety that an actor feels before they go on stage.
What does this mean for the political process in Lebanon? What's the next step there?
Well, the next step is for us to approve the electoral law for elections to be held end of May, and for us to elect a new parliament and in turn form a new government and get on with the business of building the country and building good relationship, healthy relationship with the Syrians and with the rest of the Arabs, not just the Syrians. But this is the sequence that we need to do, and it looks like the Lebanese parties, the political parties, are gearing themselves in this direction. Obviously, there are things that they have not been used to, and they're now beginning to learn, so there is a bit of clumsiness, but that's okay. It will get there.
As we speak, the troops have not fully pulled out of the country, but is there a sense that things really are different now? Is there a different mood? Can you sense a change in the country?
Mood. It is an unusual mood. People are in the twilight time. They are not sure. Of course, it is unusual. We've been under the Syrian yoke for 30 years. It is not easy. And it wasn't, let me be clear here, it wasn't all bad all the time. We would not have been able to have a resistance that would oust the Israelis without the help of the Syrians. These are facts that the Lebanese recognize, but the relationship tested.
So if this is a period of twilight, is it a period of dusk or rather a period of dawn? Will we expect to see celebrations tomorrow when the formal pullout is complete?
I don't think you will see celebrations in any, even if there is a demonstration of celebrations or an exhibition of celebrations, that deep down there will be celebrations only after we have had a new parliament and formed a new government and set our sails on a different path, and hopefully the Syrians will join us.
Jamil Marouri is the editor-in-chief of the English-language Daily Star newspaper in Beirut. Thanks so much for talking to us.
Thank you, ma'am.